And Will, go with the theme song.
Dun, 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 dun.
These things are getting worse and worse. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 4 of the Podcast-tastic Podcast, the podcast where we talk about our progress with our Guinness attempt and charity event coming up on May 5th, 2012. I am Matt, and I'm joined by Gene.
Hi.
And today we have special guest Will.
Hello.
Will, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Will came here all the way from his hometown to specifically be on this podcast, as
exactly.
I understand it, right?
That's the only reason why I'm here.
He gave me a call, and it was like 4 in the morning, and he's
right.
Like, I need to be back on this podcast.
Fans
are clamoring to hear my voice again.
That's exactly how
you're
it went. I mean, if anything, yeah, this podcast would be dead without me, so I had to keep it going.
Yeah.
I owe my fans that.
Exactly. It's definitely a good thing, though, this is a podcast. We show in the face, but I think we just ruin the illusion that the voice carries. Will, we have some changes here for your Guinness attempt, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
You were going to try to do the 50-hour and 1-minute Guinness World Record of Longest Video Games Marathon playing a platform game with Super Mario World.
Yeah.
But it seems to have changed, correct?
Yeah, I'm going to... Right now, I'd be Little Big Planet, but as soon as possibly tomorrow, I'll know whether or not I'll be doing RPG record for Skyrim.
Is it the same amount of time?
I think it is the same amount of time. It's either the same amount or maybe it's 7 hours off. I can't remember if it's 43 or 50 hours.
I think it's 43 hours.
It might be 43, but it's about the same, close to it, I guess, comparatively speaking, but... Yeah, I should know it'll be 4 weeks tomorrow, or today actually, that's when I sent the email, but within 4 to 6 weeks, so between now and 2 weeks from now, I should know if I'm doing it.
Alright, and what made you switch to RPG and Skyrim?
Well, I was thinking, like, if I'm really going to have a shot at this record, Skyrim is unbelievably open world enough that you could sink easily 100 hours or more into that game, probably. So, 50 hours, I mean...
Oh, so you're going to go for 100 hours.
Well, I don't know. I mean, 50 hours at least. But, I mean, it's the type of game where it changes based on the character, who you are. You can change... Everything changes. There's no one way to play that game. So, I mean... The replay value is ridiculously high, so I mean, as far as a record attempt, why not try that game? So,
and why not try 100 hours?
Why not? I'm not saying I'll do it, but...
I'll contact some people, we'll get some room extensions going on. Will, going for 100 hours with Skyrim. If you want, the world record for longest video games marathon period is 109 hours. Somebody played Assassin's Creed.
I think, you know those guys that play 30, 40 straight hours to get blood clots and die the next day? I don't want to be that.
You don't want to be that guy? Well, you can get up and move. There's nothing saying you have to sit down and play video games.
Well, we'll just have to see how that plays out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not committing to 100 hours yet.
He's not committing
to 100 hours. I'm not even sure how 50 is going to go first, but that's what I'm trying.
Yeah. Right now, we're going to be looking into some doing some other things here. There's no giveaways going on if anyone's planning for that. But we're just going to, you know, try to change it up, stand up, sit down, maybe do some dancing or something like that. Again, to avoid the blood clots in our legs that will
right.
ultimately kill us.
Right.
But, you know, also, I'm pretty sure people don't want to just watch us sit there for 50 hours, not really making much conversation while
playing
video games.
I think we'll be conversing a lot. The funny thing that we'll to look out for would be, you know, first starting out, we'll be normal. But then, you know, what are we going to be like 10 hours, 15 hours in? We're going to just be zombified. I don't know what we're
going
to be.
We're already only 10, 15 hours in. I think by 20 hours, that's when it's going to start going downhill.
Possibly.
Yeah, that's what
I think it's going to be like World War III in this, well, wherever we're doing this.
What?
I don't know. I just think that we're going to be, I don't know. I've never played video games that long in a row, so.
We just watched, you just reminded me of that show we were just watching on the Travel Channel.
Yeah.
There was some guy who was stuck at Machu Picchu, and there was like a raging river like going on, just some flooding. And they interviewed him, and he goes, "This is just like Vietnam. There's a river, some helicopters, and we're in a jungle." I'm pretty sure that's exactly what Vietnam was like. Accurate down to a T.
Yeah. I was there. No, I was kidding. My uncle was there, actually. Hello.
I think I have some relatives who were there. But, so it's going to be like World War III.
Minus the Agent Orange.
Minus the what? Agent Orange?
Agent Orange, yeah.
Wow, just Well, going straight for the dark part, huh?
Well, minus that, so it's the positive.
I don't even know what you're
talking about.
Won't
die because of that. Let's get back on track.
Well, what is the track?
The track,
we were talking about our attempt and what we're going to do during attempts.
Yes.
And you were describing the attempt as World War II or III.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, two guys, well, it could be worse with four guys like the Dan and all them, but us two at least playing, you know, what are we going to be talking about as it goes on? And
I'm going to come in and out and scare y'all. And
I'm not sure scaring is what we're going for.
Or
but
maybe
yeah,
I'll laugh at least.
Laughing will be good. We don't want to laugh hysterically to where you drop the controller or something stupid keeps us from getting this record.
I can, like, squirt you with a water bottle.
No. I'm not sure about
no, water. No water. Water bad.
No water near
you
electronic
can
equipment.
Break on the, what is it? The conditioning effect?
No water near electronics. But, yeah, I mean,
that was an experiment. That was close to the experiment that they used on rats to see how long
yeah,
you can go without sleep.
Yeah,
we're not going to do that.
But it's gonna be an interesting time, and we're doing this for charity. So
yes, exactly. We're
the
doing
kids
this for
are involved,
and I'm going to throw this out to the.
How does that work? The charity thing, like by hour, or like if you actually succeed.
We'll get to that in a minute. Actually.
Okay.
I'm just going to throw this out right now to the audience, all six of you. I'm optimistic that our numbers have grown.
I'm sure it's seven.
I want to throw this out to the audience. If you guys have any suggestions about, you know, what you want us to do during these 50 hours, like any specific challenges during the game, like, I don't know, I'm not sure what. You want me to do 100% completion on, like, every Mario game I play, or, you know, some crazy challenge for Will when he's doing whatever record he does, then, yeah, just drop us a comment. I'm pretty sure most of the people who are listening on this will be listening on the Longwood 2011-2012 Guinness
yeah,
group. So just drop a comment there when we post this up, and let us know what you want to do. We'll get right on that. And now you're asking about the charity?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how's it going to work?
Yeah.
We're going to have a shipping account ready here on a website, and what people do is they go to that chipping account, and it's linked directly to the Child's Play charity, so we don't see any of that money.
Right.
You go there, you know, you put it in, like, your Visa card number or your credit card number, and then it's completely safe. I've done it before. You just do that. It goes directly to the Child's Play. And I should also add that donations are tax deductible, I believe. So, you know, if you're looking to, deduct taxes. I've never filled out a tax form, really.
All right.
So, look, tax deductible is a good word among the adult world. So,
taxes.
Tax deductible. Remember that.
Well, that's coming up too, actually, April 15th.
April 15th, yes,
early.
It is.
Taxes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tax day.
We always have that every year, a normal American working citizen.
You don't know this?
No.
Gene.
I'm sorry.
Well, it is 12 o'clock and you just woke up, so.
And
No. This does not excuse her from not knowing what tax day is.
You're right. If you're a working
maybe
citizen,
maybe I've heard what tax day is. I'm just kind of like,
April 15th.
I
you have to if you're not in jail by now, then you're on the right track of it.
Okay.
April 15th is the absolute deadline that your taxes need to be in and filed.
Unless you have that thing where you can send it in later,
what,
but you have to have done something first.
What happens if you send it in the day before?
It's fine.
Like the day before?
What if you like?
That doesn't guarantee that it goes to the government.
Yeah,
yet.
That's true. Remember the Simpsons where Homer thought his got in there and it fell on the floor and he ended up going to not jail but some country. I don't know where he went. But anyway, don't be like that.
Yes. That classic episode of The Simpsons where Homer went to some country and not jail.
Yeah. I think he went to Cuba with Burns and Smithers and then he got back. I don't know how exactly.
Was that the one about the $1 million bill?
Yes. So I don't even remember how that has to do with anything, that episode, but I remember the episode a little bit.
I think I remember that too. That was good watching.
Good watching.
Yeah.
Gene, do you have any art projects coming up?
Well, I've been working on my ceramics homework all weekend.
You don't sound very enthusiastic, Gene.
Yeah, I was in there for 8 hours, man. I mean, I've been in the building that long before, but I mean, it definitely takes you out.
Oh, I agree.
So these mugs that you're making, are they official Room 310 Productions mugs?
We can make them 310 mugs.
Oh, that'd be so sweet.
And then,
for $50.
$50, yeah, for each. By itself.
But just remember, 45% does not go to us, or I should say 95% does
I'm
not go to us.
I'm also making bowls.
Okay, okay, I'm going to clear this up right now. Unless I say what the price is, don't believe anything anybody else says about pricing of our merchandise, okay?
$50.
Nothing is
$50. They're $50.
If we, I didn't say that. Remember, only listen to me when it comes to pricing.
Well, we'll get back to Matt on that when we have our gift shop up.
Get back to me, I'll get back to you.
I don't know why I said that, but we do need a gift shop up on our website for merchandise, autographs of us.
I'm working on it. Not autographs of us.
Dude, that'd be great. We could, like, sign something, like a video game cover, or, like, a fake thing, and then be like, oh, this is an autograph of these record holders.
Listen. We're not going to charge for autographs.
I think we should.
We will sign, we will fill out autographs for fans, but we will not sell autographs. We're not going to be those kind of people.
Well, I'll be that person if you want to.
We will have merchandise up. Most likely, it's just probably going to be Cafe Press. So it's going to be a little bit pricey here. We got one shirt coming up.
One shirt?
Yeah. And we also have one poster. It was going to be a shirt, but I decided it would be more fitting just to sell it for poster. And that poster is going to be much, much, much cheaper. Unfortunately, wow. You cannot buy that online. You'll have to buy that directly from us.
So just come to the apartment, and we will give you that.
Yes.
With money.
I bet you can't guess what apartment we live in.
Yes, could you? Not making it so sketchy. Yeah, we have to tell them the address, because they don't know the apartment.
Or just drop us a message. Drop us a comment.
Because honestly, you can't even get in the building anyway.
We'll have the poster up, hopefully, pretty soon. Away. Gee, what are you going on about? I'm trying to sell products here, and you're just, like, mumbling yourself. Okay, we should have some products ready to go. We should have some products ready to go here pretty soon. We're going to take a little bit of a break here so Jim can get some laughs out here. So we'll see you in a sec. Alright, everybody, welcome back to Podcast-tastic Podcast. We finally got all our laughs out. Explicitly instructed Gene not to laugh at our customers' gullibility in buying our products. And she's as straight-faced as ever. So yeah, we should have some products up. Hopefully, I'm working on a website. Keyword is working on. I have no idea how I'm doing this. So,
it seemed that'd be too hard, but yeah, I haven't really done it either.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't know if you should tell people you don't know what you're doing with their money, because...
I didn't say I didn't know what they're doing with our money. I know what we're doing with money. I know how to work money. I don't know how to work websites.
Yeah.
Website design is a completely different thing.
I know people who can do websites.
And here
you
we
know
go again,
can do websites?
She tells us stuff later.
I know people who can do websites. You didn't ask me before.
Well, I think it was implied.
They all made them, like, back in high school, man.
Are they, like, just web pages or complete websites?
I don't know. We're going to ask them.
All right, we're going to have to ask them then.
Yeah.
We'll have to do that.
So be on the lookout for a website that may or may not exist in the future. Hopefully it will. And that's where hopefully we can have the live stream. That's where we can have the chip in account to donate to Child's Play Charity. And hopefully that's where we'll have links to where you can buy our products. Anybody else have anything to add?
No.
No?
Well,
so, I feel like this conversation died out pretty quickly.
So when you used to, huh?
We need. Oh yeah, we can, let's talk about that.
I mean, not that I. It's sad. It's just you have to look into possible reasons there.
I still haven't seen anything about the cause of her death.
I haven't either, honestly. People are already speculating. So
cause of death.
Yeah,
Whitney Houston died.
What?
You didn't know this? I'm glad we brought it up. Our own podcast member didn't know this.
Wait, she's the woman.
She's a singer. She was a singer. 48.
Right.
Yeah,
how'd she die?
I have no idea.
No clue.
They found her dead. I'm gonna guess. No, I can't guess. I can't speculate on public airwaves.
You can say legend.
Allegedly, you have to wonder, since she was found dead, apparently, that she may have overdosed, but who knows? I don't even know if she did that. I have no idea.
The girl wondered.
She could have had a heart attack. She could have...
No, nobody is saying cocaine.
No one
is. Just say that.
Speculating.
Speculating. Purely speculative.
We have no idea. I didn't even know if she did that, but of course she did.
Nobody here at 3Time Productions are forensic experts.
We don't condone that. We don't condone any of this
stuff. Yes, we also don't condone cocaine. That's actually our tagline for our company now. It's Room 3Time Pro. We don't condone cocaine.
Exactly.
What does condone mean?
Kind of all hope it doesn't, you don't want to...
approve of.
Approve of, yeah.
We don't approve of.
Yes.
We don't, like, want to, yeah.
Yes. No condone. I mean, condoning, we don't like it. No,
whatever Jean says, just remember she's tired.
I'm just tired.
Jean doesn't know what she's
feeling
saying.
Well, so I'm just a little cuckoo.
Well, I have run out of things to say.
Jean, your heart wasn't into it.
I was tired. Man, my heart is
fluttered.
Pumping the blood.
Oh, I don't want to hear this.
And into...
That, what do you mean you don't want to hear this?
I don't want to
That's
hear
what hearts do.
I don't want to hear about
blood. They pump blood.
I don't want to hear about blood. I don't need to hear that right
Are you squeamish?
A little bit. With blood.
Yeah,
and,
I didn't know that.
In sports, I can see blood. If I'm watching like a medical TV movie show, see blood, it's like, I don't want to see that surgery stuff. That's weird. In sports, I can see and love it.
Sticks the knife into the body.
I don't want to see. Which is ironic because the sports blood, when you watch sports, see blood, that's real. In movies, it's not real, but I don't want to see it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't think you were squeamish.
I mean,
you watch all the sports videos, and there's like just a couple where just guys' legs were just folding.
Of course, I'm not like squeamish about that. I guess if it...
How are you not squeamish about that? That seems way worse to me than like a puncture wound.
Not so much like the movies, but like I remember one time my dad was watching like the MASH movie, and it was surgery, and you could see all the blood on the gloves. I don't want to see that stuff, but...
MASH is a movie? I was
The show, but they had the season finale movie. No. They had
a movie, I think.
They did have a movie.
Yeah.
It was either the two-hour season finale or the movie, or maybe it was considered the movie. I don't know.
Speaking of which, the season finale of MASH, or I'm sorry, the series finale of MASH is still the most watched event in television history. Even the last Super Bowl couldn't take it.
Even the last, this latest one?
Yep. It's climbing up there slowly, but it's like at number two, I think, and most rated.
I know MASH was the all-time leading... I thought something did pass it, though, eventually, but maybe not.
No, nothing passed MASH yet.
Not yet.
No.
I know it's been, what, 30 years and still going strong. Well, you know, ratings.
I wonder if anything is actually going to pass MASH now at this point, because, I mean, we got more internet streaming events going on.
Yeah.
Like, just this past Super Bowl, there were some places that were streaming the Super Bowl online. You can just watch it online.
Yeah, I've watched it online.
And I heard it works, and it makes sense, and... It's not like the stuff at like NFL.com where it's just like you see the field and lines go back and forth. It's like the actual video and stuff. So, you know, I think television range is just going to start going down slowly. It's not going to plummet. This isn't like the end of the age of television or anything like that. But I don't know. I don't think anything's going to beat MASH at this point now.
Yeah, are you saying like MASH, it was like the most watched or like the longest running?
No, the longest watched. Like the last episode of MASH was the most watched television event in the history of television.
This isn't the longest running show, like Law and Order.
I thought it was ER, or
It might actually be The Simpsons at this point.
Oh, The Simpsons, yeah. It's been, I think it's 23 years now.
Yeah.
So you're younger than me, or
I think at the time when ER actually ended, like, it was considered one of the longest.
It was one of the longest.
But now it's...
But I think it was, like, long, it might be long as drama. Or something.
Yeah,
but Simpsons
might be more
long
specific.
Simpsons would be like longest animated, but also just longest like TV running series.
Yeah, I think Bonanza held the record before that.
It did, yeah.
It
did.
That's right.
But yeah, I think eventually the MASH record will fall. It's not one of those records that would never fall. But I really thought one of the Super Bowls finally got it, but maybe not. I don't know.
Oh man. I'm glad you actually brought it back around to the Super Bowl here, because I thought it was going to be hard to segue back. I saw a picture, it was a couple pictures floating around online about a sniper's nest in the Super Bowl stadium. You
saw
that?
Yeah.
That's crazy, right?
I'm not too surprised, but it is kind of scary to think about that aspect.
Yeah, like, I never think about it being there, but yeah, apparently it's been there for years. Like,
well,
this is something that usually happens now.
I haven't thought about it too much, but it's a huge sporting event that could obviously be a threat. I mean, if someone were to go after. I remember in 2001, the World Series, that was...
Oh, man, that was...
Security was crazy.
Yeah.
Of course, the president was there also, but even without that, just the fact that it was a big event in New York after the terrorist attacks that year, so...
It's just weird to think that when you're watching, like,
the Super Bowl,
a huge event like that, that, oh, there's some guy somewhere in the stadium that has a
sniper.
There's
actually
to take out some people.
There was that movie, I can't remember the name of it now. They got the president out, but I think they didn't blow it up or something. Was it
the Super Bowl?
There was a...
It was a big football game, yeah.
Was it... I know what you're talking about, but it was like a nuclear bomb went off, right?
Something
it was in
like
the vending machine.
I can't remember what the name of the movie was.
Hunt for Red October?
Maybe.
What?
Was it...
I think it was... It was either... It was something red.
That's a submarine movie.
Oh, that's right. It came after that. I think it was in that series.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up. I don't know.
I'll put that in, like, a link with the podcast, and then we'll know.
It might have been that, yeah.
The other thing about, like, the pictures that I wonder now is, like, why they didn't put the pictures up in the first place. And that could just be, like, you kind of know where the sniper's nest could possibly be now in, like, future Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And that could just be, like, a huge security risk.
But then again, different stadiums, different areas. So.
But you can get, like, a general idea. Like, now you know there's a sniper nest up there, and that he's going to be, like, have a bird's-eye view of the entire stadium.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird watching a sporting event and something not a big
deal.
Something
real, like,
well, like, just a power outage. Just like, what's that about? It's no big deal, but it's just you don't expect it. You know, it's a live event, but you're not expecting anything like that to happen. Anything that's off the field, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's just kind of weird to think about that kind
or
of thing.
Or like the earthquake in the World Series about 20 years ago. That was a huge thing.
Nope, don't know what you're talking about, but I know it happened, but I don't know.
I mean, it happened.
It was like three. No, it was four. Three.
What?
Something like that. I don't know.
Oh, right. I mean, I was way too young, but I think it was 89, but I was one. But
just going back to that sniper thing, there was a story earlier. I didn't read all of it. But they're about to, but they're in trial right now with the guy who like fired at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you guys know about that?
No.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do. Okay.
I don't watch TV or do anything.
Well, I saw it on the internet. It's so no excuse.
Yeah, it's like a couple of months ago. Some guy just like was crazy. He's fired under the White House.
Maybe I should just come here for current events.
Well, maybe you should.
Maybe you should listen to the podcast for current events.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're in trial with him. What happened here, Gene, was some guy, he kind of fired into the White House, and he just took off running. And I think they got him somewhere in Arlington, I think.
Possibly.
He didn't get too far. But what amazes me there is they didn't kill him right there. Because you always see, like, the snipers, like, when you go visit the White House. They're, like, they're up there in the buildings.
Yeah.
Like, the White House and just, like, even in, like, the museum buildings, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And nobody just immediately picked him off when he started firing into the White House. It's just amazing.
Snipers, yeah. It's crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Anybody else got any more segues?
Any more segues?
Yeah, anything else? Any other stories?
Well, it reminds me of Battlefield 3 and the snipers, but that's not really...
Yeah.
But that's video games.
That is video games.
Kind of psyching us back into this segue.
Yeah, what kind of podcast are we?
I have no idea. We talk about stuff. You know what? We're like any radio show where they talk about anything and then it's music or whatever, or... You know, it could be a sports radio.
We had interviews. We got everything the radio does.
We're
except we don't have the.
What makes us unique from anyone else though is we're actually doing this like a world record attempt, and we're talking about other stuff too, current events.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't find this anywhere. No one else is doing this stuff. You know,
and that's why you should listen to us more because you can't find this anywhere.
No one else is doing
this. Just keep talking us up. Keep
does
talking.
Anybody
us up.
Else know anybody that's going for a world record? I don't think so. And if they did, they would do a podcast.
Leave a note in the comments. Give us the name of this person, what record they're doing, and we're going to turn around. We're going to crush their dreams.
We're going to eliminate their hopes.
Y'all are going to crush their dreams. Obviously, I make funny faces and make ramen.
Yes. Genius. She's going to make funny faces and ramen, and we're going to crush dreams.
But we're going to be famous and. This is the thing.
Look for our new shirt. Making ramen and crushing dreams.
That's the tagline right there. Not the cocaine one, but this one.
Yeah.
Making ramen. That's a funny shirt.
That's the name of this episode. Making ramen and crushing dreams.
That would be... You know those Facebook memes now? All those things.
Yeah.
We'll be one of those memes. Like,
do you know those things on the internet called memes?
Wait, are you... What?
You started something like... There was like, you know those things on the internet called memes? I think they just came out.
But anyway, we'll have one of those. I'll be like making ramen and crushing dreams, and Gene will be doing something funny in the picture, and we'll be making records happen.
So we're going to make a Gene meme. That's a contest. We're going to make a contest right now, and it's called Gene Meme. Okay, we're going to take a picture of Gene, and what you're going to do is you're going to make a meme out of her. And we're going to... What are we going to do with the winning meme?
We'll give them a shirt.
We'll give them a shirt?
Yeah, free shirt. Autograph shirt of us.
We're going to give you an autograph poster because that's cheaper on us.
But Gene on the thing.
What is a meme? I don't know.
It's like a picture of funny stuff.
A meme is actually really hard to explain. It's just like...
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it like
it's a joke
one?
That you know already and that's the joke.
Yeah. Oh, I can give you an example. You know how here at Longwood... They have Longwood memes now on Facebook. You know how at Longwood... What was one? The mailbox. You know how it's kind of hard to open your mailbox sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
One was, I'll be a senior and I still can't open my mailbox or something like that.
Yeah.
That's not that funny, but that was just one
or
I could
think
of.
Like, you see those weird faces, like the guy kind of crying, and like he's like the forever alone meme.
And then it's like,
then
I went Chick-fil-A on Sunday or something like that.
None of them really make sense. They're like, they're jokes you already get, and that's what makes them funny.
You're so like Alex.
I know. Well, I've been hanging around too.
Thank God this is not a visual radio podcast.
Right? You can see me like fall over.
We just be dropping viewers right now. But,
That reminds me. There's some ESPN radio shows that are all on TV now, and you can watch them, and we should be like that.
You want to do a video podcast?
People should watch us.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that. Monday.
You know what? We'll do a video podcast. That'll be like one of our
specials.
Yes, one of our specials would be like right up.
But
there.
When we do that beyond the music, I want that drama music. Like I want that like the success and the failures and like stuff they didn't know about us. And they go into like when we're doing homework at 3 a.m. and they're like drinking weird stuff and they're like he was all on the stuff too much and it may have contributed to that B he got instead of that A. Like Chris Farley when they found out his last moments. I want that music in the background.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I saw this thing on YouTube recently.
I don't know what you're going on about. That sounds like you want to do a documentary, but then at the end of the documentary, it's just one of us dies because of some kind of overdose.
Maybe not die. Maybe we could add that like for the movie. Like you don't actually die, but because movies change things, you could die. You look like death.
That's
right
what
now
a documentary
anyway.
Does. A documentary doesn't like make up completely false facts about somebody's life.
Jean could die. I mean, she's cool.
I just want food.
This is good. This is like the movie. You're playing the part of the dead person. And you starved to death.
What movie?
I don't know. What kind of movie? 2013. Look for it. It's going to be called Crushing Dreams and Making Ramen.
No, that's the episode. You're going to come up with another title.
The title will be called Bazinga. Just something weird. I don't know.
Bazinga. Now we're going to have to cut that because I don't want Bazinga after us.
No, you're right. That's Big Bang Theory. All right. This will be called Shuttlecock.
Wait, what does that have to do with Big Bang Theory?
Bazinga is one of his catchphrases.
Oh, Bazinga. I think you said Zynga.
No.
The company that does the Farmville and the...
Oh, Zingo, we'll say that.
Zingo?
Zingo.
All right, everyone, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Anybody else have anything to add?
I'm good, Gene.
We're fine.
All right, and we will see you in a future podcast. Thanks for listening.
She's like, we're fine.